Wake up with the Morning Drive, Mike K. Cook, and guest host Leah Hansen on AM 800.
Yes, they do. You should go to Windsor because Windsor is a very nice place. They got the University of Windsor teaching people a lot of stuff.
Oh, one of our favorites right there, the Windsor Song, 708. Mike K. Cook and Leah Hansen filling in for Lisa Williams, and we are talking about our fine city as the mayor joins us now. That is not him singing. Drew Dilkins joining us. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Leah.
You want to play that at the mayor's walk this weekend? You're happy to? We can send you a copy.
Yeah, I'm happy just to listen to it for the 30 seconds as a TF.
Okay, sounds good. But your mayor's walk is coming up this weekend. This is a celebration of the anniversary of the city becoming officially a city, a corporation, and the celebration's going to happen on Sunday morning.
Yeah, we're doing it Sunday at 10 o'clock. We start in Assumption Park on the north side of the water on the riverfront, and the Windsor Police Pipe Band will be down there leading the walk along the water, and we'll pause at the Great Canadian Flag at Dieppe Park for the National Anthem, and then we'll make our way to the Vision Corridor right beside the Chimchuck Museum and the Windsor International Aquatic and Training Center and Art Windsor Essex, and there'll be lots of things to do, and I think free hot dogs and free cupcakes.
Oh,
these are the big draw.
Nice.
To come down there. So hopefully it's a good day. We're watching the weather here. We're watching the smoke. We're watching the rain, but we'll pull something off and celebrate our city together.
There you go. How long do you walk for then? And do you just hang out and eat hot dogs and talk with the people?
Yeah, well, you don't have to walk. I mean, the walk is optional. So if people want to come with us from Assumption Park all the way to the Art Gallery, they're welcome to do that at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, if that's not something you want to do or you have mobility issues that makes it difficult, then just meet us at the Chimchuck Museum out in the Vision Corridor area. All of the stage will be set up, and all of the games and the bouncy castles and the hot dogs, they'll all be on offer right there.
Okay, sounds good. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins with us here on AM 800. Mike and Leah with you this morning. As far as the smoke from the wildfires and the haze that we're seeing, it seems like we are seeing some of the effects here, but nothing like they're seeing in parts of the GTA. How close does the city monitor this? And other than health and breathing issues that people might have a hard time with, does this affect the city at all as far as any kind of equipment we have or any other concerns of how the city and the utilities and infrastructure are run?
Yeah, nothing immediate from an operational perspective, guys, but certainly I read the story and the comments from Dr. Saad at Windsor Regional Hospital and monitoring what the health unit is saying. And you're right, we have it nowhere near as bad as New York City or Washington, D.C. and the East Coast of the United States. But they're warning, our local folks are saying and warning, just stay indoors. This does have a health impact with prolonged exposure. And so, even on the annual mayor's walk, if it were to get really bad, we're monitoring this, and we're not going to have events that encourage people to walk, in a bad situation. But it looks like it's clearing up for us a little bit, so it looks like we'll be able to pull this off. But people really need to remain, focused on this because there's nowhere to go. Like when you go outside, it's just all around you. So stay inside if you see that this is sticking around and getting worse, and just do your best to wear a mask if you have to go outside to help protect yourself.
All right, Drew, can we just touch on the Stellantis situation? I know that the company has said that they do have a letter, an offer from the federal government. That's the last we've heard. Are you in the loop on all of these little nuances and exchanges between all of the parties? Or are you finding out about things happening as the rest of us are?
No, Lee, I'm every day I'm talking to people who are involved, staying on top of this, I'm getting more comfort, and certainly the reports that are coming out are more accurate than the one where I sort of put the brakes on when the Toronto Star had reported that, there was a deal in hand. Everyone that I was talking to is saying, hey, this is way too premature. We're not there yet. But things seem to be tracking to a better point. And I know when you get companies, big companies like Stellantis and LG and a federal government involved, papering and having all sides have run this through their legal departments and have everything papered appropriately, can take some time. So that's the work that's going on now. And hopefully, you know, today, tomorrow, we can get some good news. That's my hope and has been my hope since day one. But to answer your question directly, I'm talking to folks involved each and every day and, you know, getting what I can get out of it and putting pieces together and probably like the rest of the city, sitting on the edge of my seat, just waiting for this answer so that we can get certainty and move forward and get this battery factory built and employ 3,000 people.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, I think we're all on edge and in this city waiting for that official word. And it's, you know, it seems like it's trending in the right direction, Drew, but, you know, things looked like they were fine before, and then they weren't. So I think we're all just waiting for that final word that this thing is done. And I think, you know, I'm going to be holding my breath until the actual plant starts kicking out modules and cells.
I just, you know, until someone from Stellantis, LG, or the federal government holds up a piece of paper saying we've got a signed deal, I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat a little bit and you know, pushing where I can push and doing what I can do. But we all understand that's the beauty of this, Mike, is everyone in this city, even if you don't know all of the fine details of the agreement, all of us understand the importance of this project to our community's future. So we all have a vested interest. City Council has done a great job going all in to help support this deal. And so we're invested as well. So it's, you know, from a city perspective, as the mayor, I have a personal interest in this because, you know, we've made decisions that involve the taxpayer, rightfully so, I would submit, and because the value of this deal and the impact that it will have for a generation on our community is so, so large.
Like, but Drew, you've got to be disappointed with the federal government and how they've handled all of this, are you not?
Well, Lee, I've said on many occasions, I think this is just a national embarrassment that it got to this point. And, you know, the sooner we can get this done and move forward and put this national embarrassment behind us, the better it is for not just Windsor, Essex, Ontario, but for the country. Because we have conversations, we're having conversations today with another supply chain company who is, you know, sort of at fourth and goal making their decision. And this type of uncertainty impacts their decision making. You know, they kind of sit on the sidelines until they're really sure things are going to go the way, you know, we've said and reported out that they're going to go. And so, you know, at some point, they need to make a decision as well to decide where they're going to plant their stake in the ground. And I'll tell you, I want their stake in the ground in the city of Windsor. I don't want to watch it happen in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, or Kentucky.
Yeah. And do these companies, they're directly tied in that we're going to have this battery plant, and do they call us or do you call them, or how does that work normally?
It's both. And so the supply chains are not really a secret. I mean, you can, with just a little bit of research, you can figure out who the major suppliers are to almost any OEM or any large manufacturer. And so we are going after we're going after the high value targets. And then you have some who are poking around, who are looking at opportunities. So they'll come here and they'll just call up saying, hey, we're in town. You know, can your site selectors show us land that's available? And can we have a conversation? And then they gather information. They put all that information in an Excel spreadsheet. And then, you know, they make their decision with the data in the Excel spreadsheet. And then most importantly, that sort of, I call it the beta factor, which is who do they trust? You know, like anyone can put numbers on a sheet, but who do you trust to deliver?
Yeah. And
so if you have someone making a $300 million investment, who do you trust to deliver? Because that's a lot of money.
Sure.
And yeah. So we're there saying we're going to be there for building permits. We're going to be there for infrastructure, like whatever it is we've promised to do. They have to trust that we can deliver on that timeline. Otherwise, it could mean it could be a big deal for their business if they can't meet their client's timeline.
Okay. Drew, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. That is Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins talking about a number of things, including the battery plant. So we all sit and wait. And it can't be soon enough, Leah, till, as Drew said, they hold up that signed paper and say, we got a deal, construction starts, and hopefully we'll hear about it today, tomorrow, I don't know.
Well, and I, you know what, and we didn't have enough time to spend with Drew on this, but you wonder, too, whether or not the city and Drew and council or whatever takes another look at when they make another announcement as well and go before the media and the community to say this great thing is going to happen without having that deal in hand to say, yes, it's a sign. We've all signed off on it. Now, maybe that's not the way things work and it takes time, but that certainly wasn't the case here when we when the announcement was made, and we thought we had it, and then we didn't.